Blog Talk Radio.
See, fellas, I am not a motherfucker that want to do shit. I do want to do shit regularly, and I want it to be the same quality, but I don't want to do the same shit. So I've, you know, had some small victories, and I'm celebrating them. Oh, shit. Here's his private number. This is the same shit. He's going to ask me about Steve's fucking goddamn shit. Can I help you, bro? What's up?
What's poppin', Rosebud? I'm trying to join your academy, Rosebud. I called you about a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, can you hold on?
Email.
Can you hold on? Hey, you guys, you heard me say. Can you hold on? Wait a minute, man. Hold on. I'll just do this. Yeah. See, you heard me. All I seen was 111111 private number. He don't want to be identified. What I'm saying is, you heard me say this is the same motherfucker that called yesterday asking all this goddamn shit, trying to plug the man mindset. Remember, you guys, Steve the Dean, the man mindset. Fuck with it if you want to. I ain't against that nigga, but this punk motherfucker, he gonna call right now, and he didn't hear me busting, and he don't care. He's still a bitch. He just gonna wanna, you know, say like he trying to join. Oh, I'm trying to join. You're a knucklehead, man, and you cannot join Sidewalk University. You cannot. I won't let you join. Do you understand English? So you don't have to call anymore because you're not going to be able to get in. How about that, you fucking punk?
Rosebud, I'm not him, man. I called you like a couple of weeks ago.
I was
calling you from 978.
Fuck you. Even if you ain't that motherfucker, that's what you get for hiding your number, man. Fuck you. 209, what's up?
What's up, big dog?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Man, checking in with you, bro. I appreciate that story you told yesterday about folks out of Frisco. Man, I forgot.
Fillmore.
But look.
Fillmore.
Hey, bro. Bro, that shit sent chills down my spine, dog. I love that story, bro.
Hey, that story was dope, yeah. What's up, man? What you got right now?
Shit, man, I'm moving and grooving, bro. Just wanted to tap in, man. Stay sucker free, bro.
Hey, you know it. Hey, I can't stay sucker free when suckers keep calling in. Not you,
man, fuck
but this motherfucker that I just hung up on calling in again. And I'm just going to X him out again. All right, bro, you be cool.
Man.
See, the thing is, you got to understand some shit. This is war. I'm in, if that's the case, war. Not with this dude that I'm talking about that's calling me like a bitch. I'm talking about war because there's going to be casualties. If you don't fucking understand what I'm saying, you're going to do all the things you do, and you're going to go through all the things you go through, and you're going to lose a bunch of shit. That's going to be your casualties. First of all, before I get to talking, do you motherfuckers know what war is? Somebody call in, please, right now, and say what war is, because I got like 30 seconds. And then I'm going to tell you what the fuck it is, but I really would like to know if anybody know what war is. Okay, I'm going to take a puff. I'm going to take a drink. And I'm doing all this because I'm waiting for somebody, one of you motherfuckers, to have some nuts. Okay. So I guess I won't get no calls today. I don't care. See, because most people see war as a battle between foes. And one of them wins, and one of them loses. That, my friends, is the outcome of war. I'm asking, do any of you know what war is? Since all of you are scared to test your nuts, I'll tell you. War is a series of battles, some of them small, some of them big. Now, you either win or lose these battles, but you win or lose them on the battlefield. Now, let's say we won the war, and I'm the commander. Now, you know, if I'm a great commander, I'm just telling good work. You know, you motherfuckers, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, and get some rest because we got more work. I tell them that shit. But if I was a great commander, I would make sure my motherfucking troops partied like a motherfucker on that victory. Because we lost a lot of soldiers in that little battle. So to act like it ain't shit and go on to the next day, you know, that's something else, man. So what I'm saying is we gonna party and we gonna drink to Phil Sutherland and we gonna drink to motherfucking John Smith. You know, we gonna drink to all them motherfuckers because they gave they all. So this man should be celebrated. Now, most times war is life or death. We're in a war, us men. And I see that, okay, 202, I'm getting you. But I'm not getting these unidentified fucking phone numbers. 202, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, why don't you check me out?
What?
I knew the definition of what you asked at first, but I wanted to
What's
thank you for
definition?
What you're doing first.
What do you need a definition of?
Well, I know what war is. War is what we're going through right now. This is everyday thing right here.
Wait, man, let me turn this motherfucker up because I'm not hearing you good. Say that again.
Sorry, my bad. I was saying war is this everyday thing right here. I'm actually going through one, but it's always, like, it's all a war.
No, that's not what war is. No, that's not what war is. No, that's not what war is.
No.
I already told you what war is. War is a series of battles, small and large, that you win or lose. The Bunker Hill battle. The Louisiana Slough, whatever battle, those battles make the war. The war, as far as win or lose, that's the outcome of the war. The actual war is the battles that Company C is fighting, and Company A is over here fighting something else. They both fight in the war. Do you understand what I'm saying? But at that point, they're only fighting a battle. Do you understand that?
Yes, better those. Yeah, I get it.
All right, brother. Now, 815, what's up with you, brother?
Since we're speaking about war, I always heard the saying, all is fair in love and war, and I never really understood it. So if you can expound on that.
Well, check this out. If you and me started arguing and you seen it was coming to a fight and I'm talking shit and you see me turn my head to the side, and you think to fire on me because you know I'm finna start some shit. Well, I'm saying, is that fair?
I would think so.
So what I'm saying is that's what all is fair in love and war. That's what it means. If you fucking think you need to protect whatever the fuck, fuck what's fair.
Okay.
What I'm saying, listen, what I'm saying is you have a war. And the motherfucker, now we don't even really use napalm no more, but they dropped that napalm shit. What I'm saying is it fair because I'm warring with your country, I drop napalm in an area that covers maybe 2 miles, and I kill every motherfucking person there. Is it fair?
Not fair to those individuals, but I guess.
Hey, listen, let me ask you this. We didn't did that to this country. And this country pissed off at us. And they fly some planes into our Twin Towers. Is that fair?
No.
How the fuck can you say that when we didn't already napalm a couple of miles of their people?
No, I'm saying it's not fair to the individual.
No. I gave you a scenario. It was about two countries. I mean,
yeah, retaliation is fair.
Hold on. No, I'm not talking about retaliation. I'm talking about what's fair in war. What I'm saying is, if you would pay attention, you would see that we think whatever we think is in this particular area, which is why we've been to napalm that motherfucker. Because we ain't trying to napalm what do you call them? People that ain't soldiers. We trying to civilians, yeah, right. We trying to motherfucking napalm the soldiers. But we know they right here. And the soldiers ain't necessarily caring about all the people around us. And they thinking we do. So we ain't going to hit them. And what I'm saying, from that point, they hitting us. They fucking us up here and there. But they legitimately doing what people in war do. They hide and then they shoot their bombs and blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is fuck that if it's war. So what I'm saying is I napalm your motherfucking ass and just destroy whatever it destroys. And of course it is retaliation. But what I'm saying, is it fair for me to napalm all these innocent motherfuckers? No, it's not fair. But is it war? Hell fucking yeah. How you gonna just kill your enemy when that motherfucker hiding in civilians' motherfucking domains? The only way you can't kill civilians is if whoever is their country, is the soldiers, don't be anywhere around their villages. They be wherever in the jungles, and we killing soldiers. Now, the village is 15 miles away, and we go over there and kill them? Hell yeah, we wrong. But if them motherfuckers is over in the village, how can we be wrong? So what I'm saying is, if they say, we thought we should shoot napalm. And they say, well, I think I should just drive my, abduct the plane and drive into their Twin Towers. Now, this is what, it is retaliation. But the retaliation ain't the point. War, that's the question. Is it fair in war? And what I'm saying is how in the fuck can somebody tell you or me or any motherfucker what's fair as far as how to kill you in war? When you know for a fact there's like 10,000 bullets coming at you that you don't even see. You can't even put your head up. These motherfuckers are shooting at you. You ain't did shit. That's war, man. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we are in. We are. 716, what's up with you? Hold on, 815.
Hey, what's up, bud? I got a quick question for you, right?
Hey, bro, I know you held on a long time. I'm sorry, man. You know, this is a, we kicking it. This is dope.
Hey, I know. This Paul. What's happening?
What's up?
So check it. I'm going to give you a quick scenario. Say you in a car with a girl. You see another girl. You meet her. You tell her your intentions, whatever. You want some pussy.
Wait.
Yeah.
Stop. You say you talking fast and you're saying shit. You ain't allowing me to hear what you're saying. So that lets me know right now you scared of whatever you finna say. But what I'm saying is you said you're in the car with a bro and you see another bro.
Yeah, she in the car right
wait,
next
wait,
to you.
Wait,
so you.
Wait. You see another bro and is this a problem or not?
No, you just want to holler at the
table. Okay, stop. So, go on with your scenario. Like I didn't interrupt. I just want to be able to, you know, respond properly. I got to know what you're saying to respond properly, but I got you right now up to that point. So go ahead. You see the other broad and what?
Got you. So you give her your information. She call you, and you tell her your intentions. As far as, you know, what you want to do, some head pussy, some exchange of ideas. And
Stop. Let me ask you this. Is the problem that you in the car with tripping about this? Or are you getting all this done in front of her with no problems?
I'm getting it all done with no problem in front of her.
Okay. Go ahead. Just keep going. I want to know what you're saying, bro. Go ahead.
So now, the chick, she says she respects that. At least she was upfront about it. And then she goes to say, oh, I know my worth. You know, I ain't really trying to get no pussy up. You want to take me out? You want to go do this? You want to go do that? And I'm like,
stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah.
You don't sound like you broke. So what I'm saying is, do you think a motherfucker is just supposed to give you some pussy? Because of who can you let me finish the question? Because of whoever the fuck you think you are?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so listen. This is why you don't get no pussy, you silly motherfucker. You stupid to think that shit. I'm not saying you got to take this bitch to a five-star restaurant. But let me tell you about game, you motherfucker. I got game. And what I'm saying is, let's say the bitch did say that. Let's say, you know, she said, I don't, you know, just want to lay down with you. Fuck her. She at her place and I'm at mine and me on the phone. You know, and I don't want to just lay down and let you fuck on me in case you take me out to eat or whatever. And I said, you know what? Yeah, baby, I could do that. Now, what I'm saying is, this bitch thinks, as far as equating her pussy with something to eat, she's thinking a five-star restaurant. No, bitch.
Okay.
What I'm saying is this. I'm going to say, hell yeah, baby. You know what? And I'm going to give her a time, and I'm going to come pick her up on time and everything. I'm going to be a gentleman and all that shit. And then when we start driving, and I'm going to tell her, you know what, baby, you know, I'm glad you said that, you know, you don't want a motherfucker to just go after your motherfucking pussy. You know, at least, you know, take you, you know, you want it to be worth it. Yeah, you know, she's just eating that shit up. And when I'm pulling the Burger King, this motherfucking bitch. We finna eat here? And I'm going to say, yeah, baby, you know, shit, I want to see who I'm fucking with before I go to a five-star restaurant. Come on. I said, what that bitch going to say? game, man. You motherfuckers don't have it. Because you can't think like that. You can't say no and make it make sense to that bitch. Because if you think your pussy is worth goddamn me taking you to a $100 dinner before I even get it, don't you think I deserve the right to think my dick is worth that too? Bitch! I'm being real. My dick is worth what I do. Hey, it's on me. It ain't on the broad. She gonna do what she do. And I'ma just handle it like I'm talking right now. Baby, you know, my motherfucking dick got a whole bunch of gold on its dickhead. But what's fucked up is the shit is dust. So when I poke a bitch in her pussy, every time I do, I'm shaking some of the dust off, taking the value off my motherfucking dick. So I don't really like fucking, baby. Hey, who gives a fuck if the bitch know I'm lying? What I know is that bitch ain't never heard no shit like that. And she fucked up by it. And I got the motherfucking ball. I gotta have a ball. That's all I care. If it's basketball, I gotta have a ball. If it's football, I gotta have a ball. If it's baseball, I got to be on the winning side because I got to be the pitcher that's pitching a no-hitter. Come on, man. That's what I think of myself, man. There's nothing, no scenario any one of you motherfuckers can think of and bring to me that I can't answer in 1 second. I don't give a fuck what it is. Even you motherfuckers on the phone right now. Come on, I'm telling you, it don't matter. I'm ready. My motherfucking shit is dope because I live it and I express it and I show you that you can do it too if you're brave enough. So, 716, I want you to know that was some good shit. 815, I want you to know that was some good shit you was talking about. 202, even though you ain't on right now, your motherfucking ass was cool too, so I gotta give y'all the motherfucking audio book. I mean, see, I stopped doing it, or at least letting it, whatever you call it, go across the goddamn screen on StreamYard.
But I got the audio book.
Who?
716.
Is this 815 or 716?
716. I already got it.
You motherfucking, no wonder you got that shit to suck. Hey, this what you can do. Hey, this what you can do. Do you like reading?
Yeah.
Check this out. Go to Rosebud the Author and choose two of them goddamn e-books, and I'll send them to you free. 815, hit my email. 815 and 202, hit my email. And, you know, just put your area code. Actually, just put your whole phone number in there, and I'll see it's you, and I will definitely hit you with the audio book. Let me make sure 202 don't. You know, 202. 202. You already have it.
I got it.
Yeah. 202.
Yeah, what else? You hear me?
I got you, man. Do you already have an audio book?
I do not. My bad.
All right. Okay. So everybody that don't, just hit my motherfucking email and let me know that, you know, your phone number, because I got a fucking, man, I don't know why I'm missing what I want to say today. But anyway, I got a way that I can check your number, and it checks this to make sure you was on. So just use your number and it will identify you, and I'll send you the free shit. 716, send me your shit and request some books after you then went to rosebudtheauthor.com. All right, y'all. I'm finna
hey,
get
Bud.
Busy.
I'll email you now.
Bud,
what? Who said that?
This 815. I got a question on, you know, the story and scenario y'all was just speaking about.
All right.
it basically, it sounded like, obviously, it's game, but it sounded like more of a finesse. And I was going to ask, what's the correlation between finesse and game?
Hey, wait. Listen. This is why you guys lose. What makes you think there is a difference? What makes you think there is not finesse in having game? Otherwise, you want to go in the door, and this motherfucker standing in the way, big buff motherfucker. Do you want to bump heads with this motherfucker? Or do you want to say, man, look, woo-woo, and you start saying, oh, yeah, bro, you know what, man? That's the shit I'm talking about, man. What I got to do to get up? Y'all, nigga, you cool. Just come on in. What I'm saying is game is finesse. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. That's why you listen to them fucking idiots that don't know shit about game. And they make you start wanting to separate everything that is game. Man, if you ain't got no finesse, you ain't got no game. Don't that make sense to you?
Definitely.
So what is finesse to you?
Operating with game.
No, man. Don't play gang word games with me. What is finesse?
Being able to maneuver a situation.
Finesse is being able to maneuver a dangerous or a sticky or a uncomfortable situation easily, looking as if it's a walk in the park. That's finesse. It can be talking to a diplomat. You're going to do it differently than talking to a gangbanger. But
right.
In both instances, you're going to have finesse so you can get to where you're trying to go. There is no difference is what I'm saying. You feel me?
Okay. Yep.
All right. 323, what's up with you, bro?
Oh, no. I just wanted to ask you a question because I know you're a Scorpio like me. But when your birthday, bud?
November 21st.
Okay, for sure. Just wanted to ask you that. That's it, man.
When your goddamn birthday? November 15th.
It was yesterday, motherfucker. November motherfucking 3rd, 95.
Goddamn, my brother's birthday is today, November 4th. But
oh,
he gone.
Shit. Happy,
he
oh,
gone.
Shit. Rest in peace. But happy birthday
bro,
man.
I got a lot of Scorpios in my family. I got a brother on the 12th, a brother on the 13th. I'm on the 21st. I got all the Scorpios in my family, man. So that's just how it is.
Hey, we some motherfuckers. I do too, man. That's what's up, man. It was just something I wanted to know, man, because I see certain shit. I'm like, man, me and this motherfucker must be related or somehow, because I did.
Man, me Scorpios, man. All right, be cool.
I said, go ahead. Take care.
863, what's up?
What's up, bud? Hey, I got a quick question. I mean, I haven't been listening to the show, but just a quick question. Right. So I understand, you know, being honest with yourself, you know, and I do that a lot. And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I just want to know your opinion. So it's just, you know, being protective over what you value and not trying to keep, you know, keeping the wrong people away from you. Like me personally, what I do is, I keep people off my trail. You know what I mean? I try to cover
my
trail.
No, I don't know what you mean, but I wish you would get to the point. Can you do that?
Yeah. Would you say that telling somebody else, like, you've been honest with somebody, then they cross you, and then you tell that person from that point forward that they can't get nothing out of you. Then they ask you, and then you just tell them, you know, some bullshit to get them away from you. Would you consider that being, like, a problem.
I don't need to do no punk-ass shit like that, man. Somebody fuck with me, and I don't want to fuck with them no more. I ain't even telling them. I'm just ain't fucking with them.
All right, man, say less. I appreciate it.
You know it. 716, what's up?
What's happening? So I got another question for you. Say you meet a chick that you want interested in. She want to learn something from you. Whatever it is that she want to learn from you, you can show it. How would you play that?
You know, man, like, bro. You either one of these, you're a youngster, or you one of these dudes, maybe 24 or something like that, but you be faking like a motherfucker, because that is the most idiotic bullshit a motherfucker could ever phrase to ask. Why would you even fake to ask some shit like that?
Why you say that? Where you coming from?
Ask the question again and listen to it as you asked it.
Oh, damn, now you got me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking about what I said, but I don't see nothing wrong with it.
No, listen. This is my point, motherfucker. You full of shit. You can't even remember what you fucking asked.
I do remember what I asked. I said, say you meet a chick that you're interested in. Say you meet a chick that you're interested in. She want to learn something from you. It don't matter whatever it is. Say she want to learn confidence from you.
Stop. Stop. You got a bitch. Are you interested in a bitch? Are the bitch interested in you?
You got some action.
Okay, bro. All right, man. Okay, man. So she say, God damn, you're sharp, and I'm interested in learning something from you. Is that what you're talking about? She say something like that?
Right.
So what I'm saying is this. You so fucking floored by her saying that it makes you ask this kind of question. Because what I'm saying is, if the bitch is standing outside the door of the car and she was in, you know, he got her head in the window talking to me, get in, bitch. I might not say bitch, but I'm saying get your motherfucking ass in then. And I'm taking off because I am not hardly going to wonder what the fuck I should do when the bitch told me she wanted to learn some shit from me. So as we drive off, the first thing I'm going to say is, look, motherfucker, don't question me. You can ask me a question, but do not question my answer. All right. Understand that it's only cracking. I might not say shit for 2 or 3 more minutes or 4 minutes, 5 minutes. I might light a joint. Understand that, look, bitch. What I'm saying is while we're riding in the first 5 minutes, I'm going to tell this bitch a whole bunch of shit. And this motherfucking bitch is going to either be with it or not. And what I'm saying is, since she said whatever the fuck she said, and I said, well, get your motherfucking bitch ass in the car. And she did. It let me know she could stand it. Because I'm not saying, okay, honey, come on, get in the car then. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. I ain't saying no shit like that. I said, come on, bitch, get your motherfucking ass in the car because I'm about some money. And then when she gets in the car, I'm burning rubber.
Yeah.
That's how you play, man. You can't be no sucker for what a bitch say.
Yeah, that's it.
I know, man. That's why you called in. That's why you spoke. That's why I got this game I got. Because I know niggas like you going to be calling in. You need, and guess what? If you got the nuts to do anything I just said, you're going to be calling in on the next video talking about, damn, man, how could I get in your class?
Yeah.
All right, man. Be cool. Listen. So, fuck the casualties. To me, this month, the whole month, is my birthday month. And so many of you guys just waste time. Just like I had this whole month of 2-for-1 sale for anything. I don't care. buy part one, you get part two. I'm just saying. Now that that month is over, well, I'm going to be honest, it ain't, hasn't been as many as it normally be, but I do, I'm getting it, these emails from my man, can you, you know, give me action on Woo-Woo? No. I'm not doing it. Yes, it's money for me, but it's not motherfucking making you understand me. When I offer it, that's what it is, and you jump on it. I'm not doing some shit because of your schedule. Shit. Fuck that. What I'm saying is, you let last month pass, and then you want to see if, you know, I can accommodate you in some kind of way. Well, in actuality, I'm going to do better than that. Because November 21st is my birthday. And I'm going to just extend a little two-for-one sale. Plus, I'm going to hit you with something else that I determine, depending on what you buy, as far as the two-for-one. And I'm going to add that to it. So I don't care if you buy it or not. What I care about is I want to share the wealth. Not the wealth, but share the success. So I know I said it never happened again. You won't see the shit again. Ooh, I said all that shit. But, you know, I wanted to think of something for that exciting day, November 21st. And I just came up with this, you know, a continuance of the two-for-one sale. I guess for this whole month, I was really going to say till my birthday. 917, what's up with you, bro?
Yeah, what's up, Rosebud? I got a question about your confidence course.
Okay.
What I want to know is this. I want to know, I'm not interested in picking up no women. I'm interested in manhood. That's what I love about what you talk about, and that's what keeps me glued to your show. So
stop,
I want to know.
Stop. Listen, bro. The fact that I was a pimp make motherfuckers think that this shit I'm talking about is getting bitches, but it's not. This shit is about manhood. And what I'm saying is the more you show you have confidence, the more bitches will be attracted to you. So, of course, if that's the case, you know, it is about bitches, but it's not. It's about how you, you know, present yourself to for a job interview. It's about if you're a contractor, how you present what you're going to do as far as convince this motherfucker to fuck with you. Because it's the eye contact. It's the conversation. It's the words you use. It's how you use the words. It's everything. The arsenal, basically people, you know, want it or, you know, learn it so they can fuck with women. Because most dudes that fuck with me are like, not introverted, but sort of. They need this. And that's what they use it for. But there's hella motherfucker. What's his name? Oh, man, I can't. I just wrote, put it up. But this motherfucker used my shit the way I explained shit to him and took it and went and got a job as a athletic director in Oklahoma, major university. Well, I'm saying is, come on, man. I'm sure that's what you're going to ask, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can help you in that area is what I'm saying. You know, I'm long-winded, so I kind of went off a little bit. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I'm there.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
All right, brother. Hey, 202, what's up with you?
Hey, what's up with you, OG? How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. How about you?
Hey, I can't call it, OG. I can't call it. OG, I'm running into like this similar question when I'm getting at my action. So I be running game, woo woo, and then bitches just start asking. They be like, "How old are you?" And you know, I tell them or whatever, and then so like older bitches be looking at me like, "Oh, he too young," but then the younger bitches looking like, "Oh, he too old." So then once I see that, I be like, look, you know, I may be whatever, but I'm still old enough to fuck with a fine motherfucker like you. Woo-woo. And then I give him my card,
okay,
and then
man,
I, you know.
Your motherfucking question. Because listen, man, before you even ask the motherfucking question, bitches are just weird. Let's say it's an older bitch. She say, "How old are you?" What do you say? Tell me right now, what do you say?
So I say, "I'm 29.
Stop.
And then they get like...
Stop. What do you say when a young bitch asks you that?
When a young bitch asks me, I be asking them, like, I be questioning, like, okay, what you asking that for? And then they tell me, and then I tell them, okay.
Stop. In both instances, you just fucking wrong. What I'm saying... She say, "How old are you?" She an old bitch. She can see that you're younger and you can see she's older. And she say, "Well, how old are you?" You step closer to her and look right in her eyes and say, "I'm old enough to fuck with you."
Right.
Nothing else. Because old bitches like to lead. So when you say that, she going to either say, you know, "Well, let's talk," or whatever, however. I'm saying a young bitch, when she say, "How old are you?" Old enough to show your little ass that you need to fuck with me.
Right. Period.
Or old That's enough it. To show your little young ass, however you want to distinguish it. What I'm saying, man, you can't be going for what no bitch say. You got to go. You got to make sure she go for what you say. That's what you guys miss.
That's a motherfucking fact, OG.
Bro, I'm Rosebud. I ain't going to tell you nothing that ain't true, man.
Shit, I know that's
gotta,
a fact, too.
You got to motherfucking either believe it and go try it so you can see that I'm telling you the truth.
Come on, man. I embody this game. Like, I'm gonna use that tonight. You understand that?
Sound like you kind of about it, but sound like you really ain't about it. You know, I mean, I ain't going to say what it is, but I can hear a little bit in you. But what I'm saying is you got something going on that's like a front. And you need to cut that shit out. Because if you stop that fronting, you'll be able to get more of the game you're trying to get. But with that fronting bullshit, you watering it down so you can, you know, take it in, and it don't do you any good in that, at that case.
Right.
So let me stop this fucking phone. Okay. It don't do you no motherfucking good at that point, bro. That's just how it goes. You got to be real, man. If you ain't real, you're just wasting your time.
I understand that, OG.
Hey, now, wait. By you letting me say that, with nothing, you know, to debate it or whatever, let me know I was right. So, what I'm saying is, was I right or not?
100%.
You be faking.
Yes, sir.
Bro, listen to me, man. Anytime a person want to grow, they have to admit what they doing. As long as you deny it, you're not going to get to grow. What I'm saying is, have you ever admitted to yourself that you be faking?
I haven't personally, but you ain't the first one to tell me that. So that's, if I look at you, if I look
at yourself, you be faking?
I am right now.
I didn't ask you that, man. I asked you, have you ever admitted to yourself that you be faking?
Nah, I honestly haven't.
So, listen to me. What do you think is going to result from you admitting that? Embarrassment? Withdrawal? Or aggression? What do you think is going to come?
Like, personally, once you are fully honest with yourself, then you can see yourself in the mirror and you could trust yourself more, which builds your confidence.
So
I think it would just be like...
You ain't going to but halfway repeating some shit you heard me saying, or through, maybe you had a course, I don't know. But what I'm saying is I didn't even ask you that. I asked you, what do you think admitting the truth to yourself about faking will do for you? What do you think?
I think... thinking, because I'm not sure exactly what it'll do, but...
Stop. See, you guys got to understand what Bud be doing. I'm challenging your ass, man. You ain't going to get to say some bullshit to me. And you're just full of shit, man. Because what you're saying is very easily explained if it was the truth. Period, man. You ain't going to let no bullshit go by. So, if you realized that you never admitted to yourself that you be faking, seems like the obvious result would be, God damn, I'm going to stop faking. The very next fucking time I see I'm faking, I'm cutting that shit off because I never realized I was faking. Because are you saying you realized you was faking and never admitted it to yourself?
No, I wasn't saying that.
Okay, stop. That's all I ask. No, you ain't saying that. So what I'm saying is, now that you know you were faking, don't you think that's going to give you a new directive?
Most definitely.
Wait. Let me ask it differently. Shouldn't that give you a new directive?
Yes.
And that directive should be what?
Number one, to stop faking. That's the obvious thing. That's the next step.
Number one, to stop faking. Now, how do you do that? You do that
like,
by paying attention to what the fuck you say out your goddamn mouth. You stop lying. You stop fronting. You stop acting or pretending. And if the shit honestly coming out your mouth makes you feel whatever way, then that's you. But if the bullshit that come out your mouth make you feel whatever way, that's why motherfuckers can shut you up left and right. You ain't got no pull. I already know. People just spot you a mile away because you full of shit. And I don't mean that in like, fuck you. I mean, that's what people see. I mean, that motherfucker ain't
right.
Look, that motherfucker, the way he said that shit really, man, I probably, but they don't want to press you, you know, unless they want something from you, then blah, blah, blah. I don't think that happens. I just think you don't realize you are a fucking cellophane person that a person can see through by simply opening their mouth speaking. Because what you say in response is not going to represent you. It's going to represent what you think you should say. You motherfuckers are crazy, man. man, with you in the most adversarial situation, you gotta say, or you gotta think, you know, the safe thing to say, you gotta think that. But at the same time, you gotta be saying or thinking how the fuck you gonna represent you saying or doing the most safe thing to do. And what I'm saying is the more you look at a motherfucker and say, look, man, fuck you, fuck what you talking about. I'm not really saying, you know, I'm right or wrong. I'm just saying, dude, I made a mistake. You can say some shit like that to a motherfucker that'll kill you. And that motherfucker will look at you and say, man, because he didn't make a mistake before. And he see you ain't no punk. You got action. I mean, unless this motherfucker is a hope-is-out killer, you got action. Well, look, man, don't make that mistake no more. I did it before. I'm in New York in Alphabet City. We going to get some motherfucking goddamn cane. We pull up, me and my nigga Tay. You know, we Fleetwood, jeweled up, woo-woo. So, man, we pull up to this apartment complex. God, you know, lights all fucked up, man. So I got this knife. And I pulled this knife out. And I got it tucked. And we going upstairs. So we get upstairs. You know, and they tell, they, you know, they, we knock on this door. They open the door. One room apartment. Like three or four or five people in there. A couple of kids. And the motherfuckers asked what do we want. We told them. Motherfucker opened the drawer. None but cane in there. Fucking. So we get the cane. And we get ready to go. He say, hey, man, I know you motherfuckers pimps, man. Don't do that shit no more. And what shit? Hey, man, don't come up here with none of that shit, man. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. We just say, okay. And when we get outside to go downstairs, dude say, man, you lucky we didn't down you. We seen that blade. And I thought I had that shit hid. Let me tell you something. There's reasons why I'm like I am. Several times, I'm not supposed to be here. Because them motherfuckers automatically think you coming to do something. Any kind of weapon. And they ain't gonna ask no questions. So what I'm saying is, what did they see? They seen pimps. They didn't see no robbers. They seen niggas jewel up and niggas is trying to protect themselves if that's the case. So they don't have to worry about us fucking with them because we worried about them fucking with us. That's the street. Man, if you don't see that shit, you dying. Yeah, this life is a motherfucker. This life is a motherfucker. This is why I don't want you listening to these fucking fools trying to tell you about game. They're going to get you killed. As soon as you step off into whatever the fuck they've been telling you, you're going to get killed. Because it ain't about what, you know, it's just not about, I call them the three amigos and shit. You know, I ain't trying to start nothing with them again. But what I'm saying is the kind of shit they tell you. Now, I will say this. Out of all the bullshit, them motherfuckers is like, the three amigos is like third on the list as far as being, you know, right. But there's a list of like 100. The only thing the three amigos is wrong on, to me, is explaining the game to you motherfuckers. Now, whatever they think about being excuse me, a man, whatever they think about high weed, fuck it. Excuse me, man. You know me, when I get to really spin some shit, I get the hiccups. But what I'm saying is whatever they think about other parts of being a man, I don't have no problems with it. I honestly only have a problem with misusing the word gay. Now, the absolute last time you're going to see this fucking sale was on my birthday. And I don't know why you motherfuckers are so slow, but let me ask you something. Who do you talk to every day? Who the fuck do you talk to? Do you remember the Muslims? You are what you eat. So don't eat no motherfucking pork. So why aren't you, you are who you hang out with? How come you ain't that? Or you are who you talk to each day? Now, I rarely speak to a beta or a Charlie motherfucker. And I certainly don't fellowship with those fools. What I'm saying is, my motherfucking niggas and I, we shoot the shit, we joke around, but what we don't do is support bullshit. If either one of us brought bullshit to the motherfucking table or the conversation, it would get smashed by my motherfucking partners. And they'd ask what the fuck is wrong with you. So, why don't you understand, unless you hang out with the real deal, you're hanging out with fakes. I mean, if you don't have the real deal to hang out with, you're supposed to be alone. Being a motherfucker, it's lonely. Everybody aren't qualified to fuck with you. And if you can't make that separation, that determining factor, you're not qualified to be in your position. So, you got to take this seriously. You got to take what I'm saying seriously, because you got to stop hanging around with these cupcaking motherfuckers. I mean, unless you're a baker. I don't know if you realize what a resource is, and if you do, do you use your resources wisely? Jesus Christ, I be trying to reach you guys. You want to answer that question without checking to be sure you know what the word resources mean. Do you? Well, resource is a source of help or a backup supply of, you know, something or an avenue to find something out. Resource. Now, with that definition in mind, again, do you use your resources wisely? See, I am a plethora of information, and I'm willing to share it with every bit of it with you. But, and this is a hell of a but, do you utilize or scrutinize this valuable information I'm giving? What I'm saying is, if you don't utilize it, it has to be because you looked it over or thought about it and see it's not valuable to you. Or if you scrutinize it first, you're going to see the benefits in it. And then you're going to try to employ it, whatever they are, the benefits, in your life. Utilize it. Oxymoron. We're an oxymoron life, period. But the real question was, who would you have thought, or who would have thought, after all these years, the non-fucking MP3s would be just doing so well? My MP3s are just, I don't know, man. I did them in the beginning, and there's nothing new. I can make some different ones, but I don't need to, because they're covering all the bases. And people that do buy them love them. So, but nobody thought they would, you know, be big. I did. I just thought they would be big when I made them, which they weren't. And they're not big now, but they're selling. And after all, they were the first thing that I did that I thought would get me, you know, fat. Not in girth. Something other than money. I just thought it would get me fat. And even though I, you know, it didn't get me fat, it didn't mean that, you know, I wouldn't get fat using this shit. So I kept doing, you know, my motherfucking thing. And last week, I got action that's sealing the deal. I ain't going to talk about it because every time I do it, does not come through. But all the details haven't been established, but the fine details, percentage, how much money, woo-woo, that's been ironed out already and real. You know, I'm only now waiting for the graphics and different packaging decisions. I mean, it's tedious shit, but it's necessary. So, you know, I'm just letting you know. You know, something else. Do you check your output of game? Otherwise, your output is something as important as having women. You gotta be calling all the shots. Your woman or women have to be in pocket. The money and whatever benefits you're supposed to be getting has to be proper. You will never have a hole and need to borrow money. Otherwise, you would never have any women and need to borrow some fucking money. You'll never let any one of your women have you find where they do whatever you want them to do, or the people that you want them to use to do it. You know, your wardrobe straight, your jewels is intact, your ride is straight, you fully caught, all your pimp friends, they respect you. And the men that hate your motherfucking pimping ass, they respect you. They just hate you. And the popo, they admire the hell out of your motherfucking pimping ass. And what I'm saying is, you got all that, you have exactly one-fourth of what you need to roll properly. But that one-fourth is the absolute all you need means to get the rest. You know, age is something. And I guess it has its good points and its bad points. But that's like everything else in life. Good things and bad things. I'm on the good side of age right now. Well, most times I am. But there are times when the bad side of it gets me, too. I drove to the Bay Area a couple of weekends ago. And it was a turnaround. I came right back. I'm telling you, my body was sore as fuck. Oh, wow. I remember one time I could do that shit several times in one day. But I had a little business I had to go take care of. and I felt I could, you know, do the turnaround, which I did do it. Everything worked out fine. But I'm telling you, I was feeling it that night and the next day. So what I'm saying is, in that case, I exercised my elbow. Cheers. And I do what I do. There's a shortage of good information, especially on the etiquette of a pimp. I got a book that'll show you how I use my principles and boundaries on what I would or would not do to propel me. And what I'm doing these days is showing you how being a man is not being a pimp. But you have the damn near the same restrictions, boundaries. It's just you don't fuck with hoes. What I'm saying is, when the wind is blowing in a certain direction, it blows confidence your way. So a nigga like me say, hey, what's going on, man? What you think, man? Shit going cool? Man, any way the wind blow is cool with me. That means you straight down. Nothing getting past you. Any way the wind blow is cool with me. So what I'm saying, if you think, you know, any way the wind blows, they come like the wind blows. Well, yeah, any way the wind blows, it will be cool. But since we're talking about, you know, the way the wind blows, is giving you confidence in certain, you know, when it's coming a certain way, we eliminate that certain way. Any way, the motherfucker, as long as I can feel it. I wonder where y'all was at, but I ain't gonna beg you to talk to me. What's up?
Yo, man. What's going on, Rosebud?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Everything good, man. I got a question about this bitch I done moved into the crib, man.
She moved in your crib?
Yeah, she moved to my crib.
Wait a minute,
tried
man.
Wait.
Did she move in your crib, or did you move her into your crib?
Well, I moved her into my crib. I moved her into
So first and foremost, we're establishing that you brought whatever you finna talk about on yourself. Right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Go ahead.
Shit, I bring her in. I move her in. Shit, everything cool or whatever. I set the boundary straight up. We're not together. She's pregnant.
Stop. How can you move someone in your house and say you're not together?
Because she's paying me.
Wait.
For real?
Wait. You said she paying you like a hoe?
No, she paying
okay.
me like
Wait. Let me ask the question and you answer it. So you saying she just, you know, break you off here and there?
No, sir.
What are you saying?
She paid rent.
She paid a rent?
She pays rent.
I'm not asking you if she pays some of the rent. I'm saying, are you saying she pays the rent?
No, I'm saying she pays for her room. I rent rooms out. Well, really, I don't do that, but I'm starting to. Like, I rented her room out.
Hey, stop.
For $700.
Stop. Listen, do you see how you started off asking something totally different than what you're talking about now?
Because you asked me questions.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, man, is how are you going to ask a question about a motherfucker that you got written from you if that's the case?
Right, but I didn't explain yet what the story
all right,
man, was.
My bad, my bad. Just go ahead. I'm going to be quiet and listen to it. I don't like to hear shit that I don't know what you're talking about. I do know what you're talking
about now.
It's
real quick.
Just, it's quick. Yeah, just go ahead on and make it quick.
All right. She moved in. I moved her in or whatever. All right. I set the boundaries. I brought a female in. I fucked her. Fucked the female. She came in acting crazy. That's basically where I'm at with it. Like, I told her what's up. Like,
listen, wait, stop. Are you saying this broad, you rented her room and you fucked her, and then some other broad came around, whatever, and you fucked her, and now the bitch you rented the room to is tripping?
Yeah.
What the fuck you care about? Why you care that she tripping?
That's what I'm saying. She gave me another
hey,
month.
You ain't saying shit. I'm asking you a question. Answer the question. Why the fuck do you care that she tripping? Because you damn sure care.
Yes. I just want to know what is I supposed to do, like.
You supposed to say, hey, man, you supposed to say, fuck you, bitch. I'm grown. I'm fucking who I want to fuck. If you don't want to rent the room no more, move your ass out. That's what you're supposed to tell her. And you'll be getting whatever pussy you get and tagging her pussy. Because she ain't going nowhere. She just wanted to see if she could control you so she can live there free. And if you let her play that pussy shit on you, that's what she going to be doing. Living in your joint free.
Hell no.
Is that what you want?
Nah, she not my girl.
I didn't say she was your girl. Hey, listen, man, you going for that pussy shit is what I'm saying. You better get your goddamn shit together. 718, what's going on, brother?
Yo, what's going on, bud? I know this is a little off topic, man, but I got to know because you're such a dynamic dude. When you was Rolls Royce riding, man, like, what's the flyest thing you said when you was popping it at them hoes, man, when you was cross country, though, man, out there Rolls Royce?
Man, I had no fly shit like that I can tell you, but I can tell you something I will never motherfucking forget. I was
yeah,
in Hollywood.
That's what...
Listen, I was in Hollywood on Sunset, and this was years ago. And that Big Mac hamburger had just came out. And I get at this bitch. And I'm saying, you know, woo-woo. And I say, girl, don't you want to get with a Big Mac today? Because niggas just love the fact that that's what they call that the Big Mac, a Big Mac. You know, so I say, don't you want to get with a Big Mac today? And the bitch said, nah, that's all right. I already had a hamburger. I wanted to pull over and beat that bitch ass. I didn't, because that's what I get for opening my mouth to that motherfucking bitch without getting no action. She was letting me know, quit fucking with me.
But
shit right there, brother. A motherfucking, hey man, I was in my motherfucking Decorville drop top. You know, look like an Excalibur, long-ass motherfucking front, man, ties on the side. Man, I'm telling that bitch that shit, and that bitch that she already had a hamburger. I can only ride off and say, touche, bitch. Hey, you got anything else, bro?
Nah, just something real fast, man. What's your thing on, man? You know, because... You know what I mean? I'll be cross-country, man. But, you know, like, I don't really want to poppy with niggas, man. Because you never know if they official or, you know what I mean, or if they artificial. So
bro,
it's like getting
bro,
out.
Stop right there. What I'm saying is, I ain't gonna call you no liar, but I am gonna say is what you said you cross country with it. You said that first. If you was really cross country with it, you would already know there's a thousand fakes to every one real motherfucker you gonna meet. You already know that because you about it, and you ain't even tripping on what to do or say to these fucking motherfuckers. So you're bullshitting. To me.
You know for sure. But what I'm saying is like, when I'm cross country, did y'all pop it? You know what I mean? Because, dude, y'all want to get out and fellowship. Everybody will come fellowship, and I don't really be off there. But what I'm saying is,
you're making me not want to talk to you. I would drive.
What am I talking about, bro?
I would drive to wherever I'm driving. I'm going to New York. Let's say I'm going 20. That's the southern route. One of the southern routes. I would drive 6 hours on 20. And goddamn it, whatever city around that time period, I'm pulling over. And I'm getting out, them hoes getting me some money. I might be there one day, 3 days, maybe a week. But what I'm saying is, when I leave, I ain't driving no more than 6 hours in whatever direction, but I'm going to stay on 20, so I'm going east. But east on 20 is going to end up in, you know, somewhere Florida or something like that. So at one point, you got to go up because I'm going to New York. Well, I'm saying every 6 hours, no matter where the fuck I'm at, I mean, not exactly 6 hours, but somewhere therein around that time, you're going to find a city where you can pull over and get some money. And I know this because every goddamn city I pulled over to, I fellowshiped with them motherfuckers. I got out my Rolls Royce, jeweled up like a motherfucker, went in there and bought a pint of Hennessy, stood on the corner with them fools and cowboy. I ain't no motherfucking punk. And what I'm saying is they seen that. And they respected that. Nigga in a Rolls Royce pulling over. Getting out. Them motherfuckers, who are you? Blah, blah, blah. I'm blood. You know, nigga be careful. Ooh, man. You know, hey, have a drink on me. Man, they everybody cowboying. That's the way you do shit. Nigga shit. You don't be trying to fake on them motherfuckers. Nigga, I'm the same nigga you are. You know, pour a little bit out for the homies, and the rest we drinking. Now let's roll. And tell me a little bit about the city, baby. What's up? Shit, man, they love a nigga like that, man. So don't give me that fake shit, man.
Nah, you was right, man, because I was sitting there, me and my man was going off on each other, and he was saying, like, exactly what you saying, so I got to call him. And definitely tell him that he was right. You know, that's just what a man do. Because he like, nigga, get up out the house and they come fellowship. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? I ain't do all that. So, you know what I mean? I got to say you was right because the OG stamped it. So he was right, man. So that's all. That's
well,
all
I just wanted to bring you before. Why you thought you didn't need the fellowship with them niggas?
Nah, man, because when I don't know if you know about the BC on 14th, man.
14th?
Yo, DC 14th. Okay, you know what's going on. Yeah, man. It went down a little bit more about the houses, but I'm out there on 14th, and you know what I mean? My pea partner hit me like, yo, man, like, you can't be going out. They don't like New York niggas. You going out there, man, woo, woo, woo. You know what I mean? That's what the P told me, so I'm just moving smart, you know what I mean?
Hey, stop,
the whole
stop,
side of my back.
Stop. The nigga that told you that wasn't no pimp. He was a scary nigga. Because it does not matter where the fuck you from or where the fuck you at. If you represent niggas that's there, gonna come out, even if they don't come out. They gonna come out to represent. Me and this nigga, Tay, was in Baltimore. We was in Baltimore in, what they call it, a combat city or, no, combat zone or some shit like that. And this is where the holes and shit really be. So me and this nigga, we rolling. You know, it ain't nobody out. You know, just you know, regular Cadillac driving. Well, we Rolls Royce and Auburn. You know, we got hella hoes. They all got their own cars. We California, woo-woo. And them hoes and them niggas that was out called them other niggas that was in. And them niggas, Fly Baby, G-String, all of them came out. And we ended up meeting. And them niggas ended up showing us the after hours, where to go, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying, man, game is a motherfucker, man. And if you believe in it and you live it, it's going to protect you. You sound like a nigga that just want to act like he know about the game, but you scared of it because you ain't letting the game do shit for you. You doing everything yourself. And that ain't bad. That's just you ain't gonna never be a monster. You ain't gonna never be a nigga that believe in the game and be going wherever the fuck you want to go. Canada, Puerto Rico, wherever you going where you want to go. Pivot. Because it don't matter. You ever seen a fat pussy man?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, it's chicks with fat pussy down here.
I ain't never seen a fat pussy. I ain't never seen a skinny pussy. I ain't never seen a black ass pussy. I ain't never seen a Mexican pussy, because they all is pussy. They look the same. They pink, and that's it. I don't make no distinction about no goddamn bitch. I make the distinction about my black ass, and that shows you right there. You ain't got no fucking game. Don't get fucked up in here, man. You being committed suicide.
No, I agree with you, man. Like, that was some, I mean, it was scary, but I had mixed them off and told him, man, you want to be around some niggas, man. That's what you want to do, man. I had mixed them off because I guess he was trying
to... Hey, I don't
want
to do shit. What about you? You want to get around some real niggas, right?
Man, not when I'm OT, man, but now what I'm saying, what you're saying is coming from a veteran, so I'm going to get out, but you know what I mean? That's how I mixed him off. Cause he
I don't
was
believe you, man. You are lying. I don't believe you.
Well, look, though, if I'm lying, you know what I mean? It's places that you've been and I've been. I can name a couple, you know what I mean?
Hey,
so,
bro, when you name 14th and K, I already knew you was full of shit, man. That's what was jumping off when I was there in the 80s.
Man, it's over there down by the houses, man. You know what I mean? It's down by the
apartment. I don't
know.
I ain't been there, bro. So I'm saying that, I'm not saying 14th and K is not jumping off in D.C. I'm saying 14th and K is where it was definitely jumping off in the 80s. And I cannot see it jumping off there now. With all the improvement, with all the politics, with all the shit. But if it is, it is. That's why I didn't call you on it.
A little bit more.
Listen, man. That's why I didn't call you on it when I heard you say that, because I thought this when you said 14th and K. But I ain't been there, so I don't really know. But I know you talking about some 40-year-old bullshit to me. Now go.
But no, it's not exactly down there. That's the main spot. But once you say K, it's down more by the apartments now. You know what I mean? That's probably all new developments. You know what I mean? You probably ain't been out there in a minute. It's probably new developments from the 40s. I mean, the 60s, wherever you said you was down there. But 80s, it's definitely
nigga.
About it.
I didn't say no 40s, motherfucker. You motherfucker. You. I heard that lug you dropped on me. Boy, you ain't shit, man. Nigga said the 40s. Come on, man. The 40s was 80 years ago. Man, you shit. If I was doing something in the 40s, I got to be 90 or 100. Because I got to have grown up before I started. And if I started in 1940, I'm B81, so I had to be chicken shit, you motherfucker. All right, man. Go ahead, man.
Nah, man. Nah, be cool, man. Be cool.
cool. Let you wear that. He's cool, man. I'm rocking with
you. All right, man. That was good shit, brother. See, my thing is this. How can things happen if you don't believe they will? For your confidence to grow, you got to believe that there is a way to make it grow. Now, let's say you wanted your confidence to grow, but you didn't believe there was a such thing as making your confidence grow. Then you would be satisfied with one. That's what most people do. Oh, I want this, and I want that. No, you want somebody to give you whatever you're talking about. Because motherfucking Cyber University, once they, you know, think about what they want, 10 seconds later, they're going to get it. Ain't no more wanting it. Ain't no more motherfucking wanting it. They going to get it. My confidence is ever evolving because I believe in evolution of the mind. I do. Oh, fuck. Did you have a question or did I already talk to you?
You told me tell her fuck her. You talked to me.
Okay, all right, it's cool. I just wanted to make sure. Now, as my mind evolves, so does the benefits of my confidence. Now, as a matter of fact, today, my brother Richard, may he rest in peace, he's been gone 10 years. He's been 79. He's been gone 10 years, and, you know, I really miss this motherfucking crazy ass. November 4th, he was born in 42. I was born November 21st in 52. We like 10 years apart. Then we both Scorpios, we was both bald-headed, we was both musicians. I mean, me and that nigga was the same. But he was a genuine artist, and I just did that shit. I wasn't a genuine artist. I just wish that motherfucker was here, but, you know, rest in peace, Richard. Love your motherfucking ass. Winter is on us, man. It is getting cold. You know, I would love to have, well, actually, I got somebody to cuddle up with on these coming cold nights. Wouldn't you, you know, want to have somebody to cuddle up with? Well, I mean, you know, if I didn't have one, I'd just get a few new ones this winter. Will you do that? What I'm saying is I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with my position in life. I can catch. When I catch, I can provide. Now, if you have real confidence, you ask yourself, when don't your conversation work? Or what season does it work best? There's no season. There's no time. I'm an all seasons man, and my conversation don't depend on what month it is. Although I'll be damned if I don't use the weather in my conversation. Oxymoron, baby. I'm just saying, man. The motherfucking thing about the winter is it represents life for me. Because I'm in the winter of my life. And I'm all tucked in with with this fucking game that I was blessed to have. Now, I've, you know, had the honor of knowing and actually pimping with some giants and some peons. I've been on safaris where we didn't hunt birds and butterflies and, you know, try to find lost orchids and shit. The safaris I was on, we hunted lions and tigers and fucking bears because all of my goddamn partners are big game hunters. In the jungles of the many tracks they navigated proves their worth. I'm saying all these tracks, they was our hunting grounds. And we flourished. Now these days, all my partners are chilling like me. You know, we're not in rocking chairs, but our hair is gray and our pace is a little slower. And we still will say, ain't no game like the game a motherfucking OG have. God damn it, I just keep letting my shit go out. Okay, everything is going good in my store. Well, my ebooks could be going a little better for people, you know. If you, I don't know if you like to read or not, but they could be going a little better. What I'm saying to this, fellas, I have books on my site that, you know, once you begin reading them, you're going to see a totally different side of me because I don't write about the life I led. I have that flavor in what I write, but I'm a real author. Most of the things you read from me are about the life I led because that was social media. None of my books are about the life I led except for Roosevelt the American Pimp. And, you know, recently I spoke on my beliefs concerning religion. I don't know if you know this, but I wrote a book on religion and how each of the five major religions use fear tactics to get you on their team. Now, the title of my book is Fears, and Fears is an acronym, False Evidence Appearing Real Syndrome. That's what it stands for. But what it does is explores how religion works on your fear factor to get you to comply with whatever, you know, the rules of the religion is. The five major religions of the world are actually, the five major religions of the world are Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Christianity. Now, each of these religions use fear tactics to entice you into their flock instead of the love of their God. Or the serenity and peace you get from being religious. And I wonder, if you ever wonder, why is that? Read my book, Fears, and see that it's not the religion at fault. It's not. It's the money-hungry messengers who have turned religious beliefs into a mockery. 20 years after American Pimp, what are we doing? I mean, not we, but the guys that was in it 20 years later. Now, I know Mel Taylor passed. And that youngster, I forget his name, out of New York, I know he passed. And I know at one time Danny Brown, that blues singer, was ill, but I think he's still alive and actually doing a lot better. We all know Magic Juan been on his grind and, you know, quite visible. Fillmore Slim has been playing all the major blues festivals. You know, Shantae Raisin came here in Vegas. We all know what I'm doing. Sir Captain is down south, a fucking land mogul. Charm, now I heard he passed. And one of them, who I ain't letting mention his name, just in case the shit is not true. But supposedly, you know, he's a fugitive. And Andre Taylor is doing his thing with his, you know, daily blast of positive messages. Brad, I don't know about Brad, but Kenny Red, you know, he's been rolling. And the last time I seen him, he looked like fucking Hercules. And whoever I miss, my bad, because you know I'm an old motherfucker. But I'm saying 20 years has served us well. And I'm going to team up with some of the fellas, and we're going to try to bring together as many of us as we can just to celebrate that documentary's impact on, you know, a lot of people in this lifestyle known as the game. Dudes in the game today are so off point for some reason. All of them has interpreted pimping to represent Scarface or whoever, that motherfucker in New York. You know, gangster shit is for gangsters and has no place in this game we live. Now, I know you all will say I'm soft. You couldn't make it in today's streets. I couldn't make it for one reason. And that's I'm too old. But if I was a youthful bud, my mentality would be similar to yours, motherfucker. I'm telling you, the posters you motherfuckers make, you know, some of them, some of them posters, let me see that you have what it takes. Just let me say this. Some of these young niggas do have the flavor that I would gravitate to. If I was in town and wanted to be a real town, there's some niggas I be reading shit, they kicking real shit. But you want to know what's funny? If you see any picture of pimps from, you know, my day posing or styling or just taking a pimp flick, you always saw our teeth. Nigga was proud and smiled like a motherfucker. Today, I look at the pictures of pimps. You know, some of them suited and booted, and those fools look mad as fuck. What happened to the joy a nigga got from pimping? I'm just a big fan of individualism. And I truly believe most of the people on social media are of the herd mentality, and I just offer my condolences to you motherfuckers. Sad thoughts don't come from most of you. Well, if you're conscious thinkers, you're not going to have sad thoughts. If you're aware. If a group of people name themselves the real, and you joined this group and found that whatever they were professing, 95% of the members were not real, what would you do? Now, I can answer that first. So you would hurry up and call all your goddamn friends and encourage them to join. Because you're all like cattle and sheep. You don't care where you go. You just want to follow the herd. You just want to follow the herd so you don't get lost. The thing is, if the herd you're following is going nowhere, where the fuck are you going? It's okay for a cow or a sheep. You know, it's okay for them not to care where they're going. But is it the same for humans? I mean, I know it's the same for techno humans. They don't care where they even went. They just follow in technology. And you prove it to yourself every time you get on the motherfucking computer. Why not break the chain of silliness? Why not start looking for something substantive for you to do? For you to do. Not people, not things, not the world. For you to just do. You don't have to be a man without focus or direction. You don't have to be a woman with a man, well, with not with a man, but with man doubt and self-pity. None of us have to do anything except follow our dreams. The thing is, what are you dreaming about? Creative people like me, most times, don't know they're actually creative until something happens to awaken that creativity. When it does happen, the gates are open and your mind is fertile with ideas. Me, what I did, where I'm, oh, let me see something. To me, what I do is just based on the ideas that I keep coming up with and how I can tweak them, blah, blah, blah. Those are not the basis of what I think my fortune or fame is going to be, but, you know, just about every time. Whatever it is, I think it is. I have so many things I've created. It reminds me of how often I came up, you know, with wonderful creative ways to motivate my hoes. To pay my ass. You know, game is something else. And when it's in you, it stays with you. Just about everything I do or everything I think, whatever I think of is because I was blessed to use my mind to its fullest potential. Now, in the area of the streets that I chose, you know, I did what I did. But it is possible for me in any arena I find myself in to be able to be me. Now, I think I'm trying to make useful items for the public, useful things, useful ideas for you in general to think or actually try to emulate. Then I get to explore my, you know, much more of my thoughts. And I get to explore these thoughts, and it helps me be creative. And I can only imagine what the fuck you was doing what I'm doing. Not what I'm doing on the video, blah, blah, blah. But challenging yourself, making yourself believe whatever it is you say you are. It just never stops for any of us. Especially me. You know, I keep, you know, getting compliments on, you know, the 27 rules to becoming a master PM. You know, those rules were the rules I lived by. But I'm sure there are many rules other players have that, you know, not even listed on my rules. I don't claim to know everything about the game. I just claim to know everything about me and what I do in the game. And I know and believe that I don't do things that every other motherfucker don't do. So, game. I have it. You get some if you dare. Everybody, if that's the case, got to go at one point or another. And I think I'm going to go, not soon, but when I go, I just want to have that you something to remember me by. When you're young, you don't really think about how easily life can be taken from you. And, you know, even if you lost a few friends in the streets, you still don't really associate it with your mortality. But it's different for OGs. OGs, birthdays seem like they represent that, you know, time is 1 year closer. And when we lose our friends, it's just a reminder to us that this is going to happen to us. Now, I'm getting ready if God continues to bless me to see my 69th birthday. You know, I'm a nigga who's gone through a lot of shit in my life. And at one time, I didn't really think I was going to make it to this point. But thanks to my mother's prayers and God's love for me, I just might make that milestone. You know, I'm just blessed and fortunate. And you all better recognize what your blessings are, because we all have them. We all have things that we are not really paying attention to that we're just blessed to even have. I'm living my life to the fullest. And I'm enjoying all the ideas I keep coming up with. I actually believe my life is being preserved by all this thinking that I do every day. You know what? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. I'm gone.